There were nearly 50 accidents involving Syracuse Public Works vehicles over the past winter. WRVO's Ryan Delaney has more.
Despite the difficult weather conditions for much of this winter, the number of accidents for public works crews in the city of Syracuse declined from the winter before. Public Works Commissioner Pete O'Connor says the 49 accidents from November to April is down from 63 for the period a year before. Most accidents were clipped side view mirrors of parked cars, O'Connor says.
It's a big challenge to be a pod driver for the city of Syracuse, you know, for a lot of reasons. One, because of the snow, obviously, narrow streets, illegally parked cars.
More than 90 people are responsible for snow and ice removal for the city, though not all drive plows. Most of the city's massive plows require a two-person team, a driver, and a wingman who operates the side plow. All plow accidents are reviewed by a panel. O'Connor says operators can be disciplined or removed from the plow crew if the mishap is found to be their fault. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.